Hello, Citations to All, one board past thinking audio content. I'm your host, as always, Jonders, but this is not only board past thinking audio content. This is a simulcast with our buddies over at the End Zone podcast. Eric Jensen's with me. Eric Jensen, say hi.
Sup. I think buddies is probably incorrect because I am not a plural person. And I do not have two people.
But we do have a guest. Me and Eric, our guest is Ryan Bliss. Ryan Bliss, how the heck are you?
Sup.
Doing quite well. This is a first time experience for me, so this should be good.
All right. First off, guys, we gotta get to it quick. You know, this is a big day. Okay, first off, let's get to my favorite guy, Russell Wilson, right? He has that new deal in Seattle. What are your guys' early takeaways?
I think it was crazy that the people in the world thought this would not get done. This was always going to happen, I feel like. Like, everyone was like, oh, he's going to go to Giants. Like, no, he wasn't. Like, the Seahawks were never going to let a top five quarterback walk out of the building. Like, it just wasn't a possibility for them, you know?
Russell Wilson got $65 million signing bonus, a contract that's over $140 million. Let's play a little game here. That contract is going to last for the next 5 years. Who would you rather have as a quarterback other than Russell Wilson for those 5 years? I'm gonna abstain for a little bit. I want to hear you guys first. Ryan Bliss, who would you rather have quarterbacking your team for the next 5 years?
Off the top of my head, it's a short list other than Russell Wilson. I mean, clearly, if we're talking age and contracts into account,
yep,
I'd have to go Mahomes has got to top the list with his rookie deal.
Maybe Wentz.
No. Contracts aren't involved in this, but age is. So you can lock up this player for 5 years. Who would you rather have other than Russell Wilson? So contract not a factor, but age is.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna go. Definitely still. I still like Mahomes there. Wentz, I don't think I agree with. I think I'd definitely rather have Wilson. The injury concern with Wentz for me, a little concerning there. Wilson easily. Definitely top five guy at the position. It's tough to find names off the top of my head that I'd be more inclined to take.
Eric, what do you got?
Yeah, I think Mahomes is definitely the guy. Maybe Aaron Rodgers, but who knows if he lasts another 5 years.
It would put him into 40. That last year, he would be 40. So it's not unheard of that he'd still be producing at 40, especially in today's day and age.
Yeah, I think probably Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers would be my two answers, but I take my cues from you, Jonders. I have been a Russell Wilson truther here for about the past year. I wasn't super into him before last year, and then I kind of like got on the Russell Wilson bandwagon. I think he's a top three NFL quarterback.
Yep,
so
I beat you into submission.
Yeah, you did beat me into submission, but more so Game Pass beat me into submission.
Do we see a resurgent Andrew Luck is anywhere near the top of that list with his?
I'd listen to that noise, but ultimately, I think the list is maybe Patrick Mahomes. That's the only list I'm doing.
Well, because the thing that makes Wilson special outside of Luck is Wilson has been able to succeed with terrible talent around him at offensive line,
yep,
and Luck has not. So that's where I would give the edge to our good friend Russell Wilson.
Also,
who, by the way, weird video. He did not need to make that video.
I liked it.
A definite flex. Big fan.
We'll see what Patrick Mahomes looks like this year. He'll probably be without Tyler Lockett. He already is without the running back, well, I can't think of his
name.
You
mean Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill. What did I say?
Tyler Lockett.
Oh, because I was thinking of Russell Wilson.
Very different players.
All right, let's get to the NFL schedule. It's a joyous time of year, right, everybody? First, what I do every year, this is what I do. Every year the schedule comes out, the first thing I look at is my favorite day of the year, which is Thanksgiving. And today, in this Thanksgiving, we're going to have a bounty of games. No one's going to be left hungry. All right, first off, the Bears in Detroit. A classic NFC matchup. You know, the NFC North is rocking and rolling. It'll be great to see Mitch Trubisky out there, Matt Stafford, Khalil Mack, right? you know, year two of Matt Patricia, we're going to see, because at this point, we'll probably know a lot about Matt Patricia's future at this point, right? Buffalo at Dallas, that could be whatever, you know, Josh Allen, you know, whatever. But this is where things get really spiced up. No, this is where things get spiced up. The New Orleans Saints traveled to Atlanta. I feel like this was the game last year, right?
This was a game last year.
It was so good. Why not do it again?
Didn't they roundly blow them out after, like, the second quarter?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't close. But here's a chance for redemption.
Not a good game, Jonders.
We'll have a chance for a redemption, though, Eric.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. Can't argue with that.
All right. That was my Thanksgiving Day thing. I have a question for you guys. So I'm a nerd. So I know things like that the Cleveland Browns playing the New York Jets was the first ever Monday Night Football game. Okay? That's something I know. This year, the NFL is blowing it out. 100 years of the NFL. You know, everything's going to be, remember, this guy, you know, it's all going to be a big celebration pat on the back by the league. And they deserve it. So whatever. But week two, Monday Night Football, Cleveland Browns at the New York Jets. Why isn't this week one? We want to see Darnold and Mayfield out there. We want to see what Odell's going to do. Put this in week one, and it could be a celebration of Monday Night Football and how this was the first ever Monday Night game. What are they thinking?
That's a good point, Jonders. Thank you for teaching me that beautiful factoid. I was not aware that that was the first ever Monday Night Football game. I learn something new every day, Jonders.
Every day you're around me. Ryan Bliss, you have anything? Yep.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. I did not know that factoid before, but just looking at the current projection for the Monday Night games to open the year, I don't think there was anything so exciting there that you couldn't have that game just happen in week one. I think, you know, the Broncos-Raiders is a good rivalry, and I think that's a good classic for football to have on a Monday night to open the year, but I like the Texans and Saints. I think it's an interesting matchup, but if we're going for history, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think the Jets and Browns would have slotted a lot better into week one.
So the Steelers have been a main part of this offseason, right? Antonio Brown drama, Lev Bell finally coming to a head. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. They start off the year on Sunday Night Football against the reigning champion Patriots, okay? And then in week two, they're going to go out to Seattle. Let me make sure. No, I'm wrong. Seattle's going to go. So it's going to be a home game for Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh is going to the New England Patriots and then coming home to play the Seahawks. That's a pretty rough two-game stretch for the Steelers after the offseason they had, don't you think?
Definitely is.
Yeah, let's hear Ryan Bliss from this one, and then we'll get there.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to agree with you there. I think another thing to note, too, is first, that'll be the first you want to talk about teams with loss. That Sunday Night Football in week one really, really makes that very evident with the Patriots, you know, first game without Gronk, Steelers, first game without Bell, without Brown, a lot of loss for those teams, even though the Patriots are coming off a Super Bowl there. Steelers could be looking at a tough start to the season there. Does it get any easier in week three? Yeah, they go to the Niners in week three, which could be interesting depending on how this draft goes.
Let me look at that. I thought they were going to the Bengals. Are they going to the Bengals in week four?
I think it might be week four.
Okay, so then it would soften up, right? So then you go from the 49ers to the Bengals, which is good. Eric, what do you got for me?
Yes. For week one, sure. I would say look at the Chiefs-Jaguars. That is a really spicy, exciting matchup to me. I want to see Nick Foles gets a start against what right now is still a pretty soft secondary, and that might – who knows what the Jaguars' defense is. Maybe they return to form. Maybe they don't. Who knows? It's just, but if they looked like they did last year, maybe this is a shootout. I kind of like that one. Another one I really like, Colts Chargers. That looks like an entertaining week one matchup. I've been kind of going opposite of my love of the Chargers for the past 3 years. I think they're going to take a step back this year, but that'll be kind of where we figure out if they're an old team or not, is against a really good Colts team.
Interesting. Also, we kind of glossed over, we've known this for a couple weeks now, but I want to talk, you know, we talked about the history of the league and all that stuff. This is a game I'm going to try to be at, the Packers at Bears for the first Thursday night of the week, or for the first game of the year, the inaugural game of the 100th season.
Yes.
It'll be a lot of fun. Khalil Mack and going against Aaron Rodgers, especially after the melodrama we've had out of Green Bay with the exiting of Mike McCarthy and all the drama with the Bleacher Report article. It'll be interesting to see because that's also a rematch. Remember last year, this was week one, but it was in Lambeau Field, and that's when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, came back in the fourth quarter after many people thought his season was over, led the Packers incredible to game.
Incredible game. One of the best games of the year, so just hoping it can live up to some of that potential. That game was one of the best of the year in week one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Do you guys have another game that you want to pull out?
For week one, I would say no. I think we've covered week one pretty – oh, there it is. The 17th annual Giants-Cowboys game to
– Oh, but it's not in prime time, is it?
To bless us in week one. No, but it'll be Fox's game of the week for sure.
Sure. Yeah, but it's – hey, small steps. We're making tiny improvements. How about that?
Yeah.
I think that that Atlanta-Minnesota game is going to be a lot of fun in week one. I think that'll be a really exciting matchup. I think depending on how those teams come together with their off seasons, that could definitely be some fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do we maybe – I'm trying to think of the best way to do this. Maybe a good way of doing this is going through primetime games, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay at Carolina for Thursday Night Football. We're getting that in week two, which is kind of a good game because we'll get to see where Jameis Winston is at under Bruce Arians. Also, Cam Newton is entering his 10th year. And this isn't the best game. This isn't a game I would necessarily want to watch in week 13, right? But, man, we'll be so thirsty for football. We'll take anything in week two, right?
Yeah, get it out of the way early.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I'm interested in Patriots-Dolphins. Week two, I just feel like that's a Fitzmagic game waiting to happen, and I don't know. I'm just going to call my shot early and say
call
that.
Fitzmagic, wow.
Yeah, Patriots lose that game. I looked through the Patriots schedule. I think they're going to start really slow.
Wow. Let's go over that start then. What do you got for me?
So I think that – let me pull up their schedule
so
here
it's,
on my
– it's Pittsburgh, Sunday night, banner coming down. There's no way they lose that game in my head. Right?
I think people are sleeping on the Steelers. I think they got addition through subtraction.
That's, you know who's really good? Watt. T.J. Watt on the Steelers can really – if he takes another step forward, he's going to become a premier guy in the NFL. Maybe not J.J. Watt good, but T.J. Watt has the ability to kind of metamorphosize into the next big defensive player, I think.
Absolutely. Why can't I find team-specific schedules?
Okay, so then the Patriots are going to go in week two down to Miami. Then they're home for the Jets. Then they're home for the Jets. Lev Bell, Sam Darnold, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm looking ahead. The Patriots, I'd be surprised. Honestly, I'm 5 weeks. Dang, I'm 6 weeks ahead for the Patriots, and I can't see a game that I think they'll be an underdog, and I think they might be 6-0.
Yeah,
I would. No, I think the AFC East is going to be tougher. I think they lose against Pittsburgh. I think they lose against the Dolphins. I think they beat the Jets. I think they lose in Buffalo, and then I think they start their tear.
Oof. Eric, what are you doing, man?
They always have. It's not. No, it's not
it's
crazy.
Not that, they never all, start that slow, though.
They always start slow. They lost. No one thought they'd lose to Detroit in week two last year, but they did.
People said this team
was dead in November. Like
they had a hard time going against coaches that were from the Belichick tree last year.
No, I think they start slow. I'm just of that mindset. I just think the Patriots don't start as fast as you might think they do.
I want to be on the record saying that I think Eric is on drugs. Ryan, give me something here. Ryan, give me something here. Let's change it up. Give me something here.
Well, see, I think an exciting start to the season team to look at is just based on what I'm seeing so far, the Packers schedule looks like something very interesting to me. I mean, starting week one with the Bears matchup, immediately going week two for Minnesota. Week three is a matchup with Denver, which isn't necessarily overly exciting, but kind of a weird matchup and some history there for sure. And then they get the Eagles on Thursday night in week four. Packers definitely are not lacking in competition in the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to take it, Eric?
Yeah, I'll let you take it, but I totally agree. It's a really interesting schedule, I think, all the way through for the Packers. This looks like a tough schedule.
Very much so.
Let's, you know what I want to talk about is the Falcons at Atlanta. Let me see, let me find it here. It's a... Okay, so Falcons at Atlanta is a Sunday night game in week two. No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's
Eagles, Eagles at Atlanta.
Man, the birds. The birds of two different feathers. Okay, I think that's an emerging rivalry in the NFL. They had the big game that the Falcons won 2 years ago. Last year it was So what's the timeline on this game, right? So the year that Carson Wentz goes down, Nick Foles takes them down in the playoffs, and then they took them down again in the playoffs this year? What's the timeline here? Or no, they played that week two game. I'm all over the place. No. I'm drunk.
Yeah, they played... No, they played week one. They played in the...
Oh, yeah, that was the opener game. Yeah,
the opener was Falcons, and that's where the Falcons' season basically ended before it started because they lost, like, their three best defensive players in one night.
Oh, yeah, Deion Jones was one of them, right?
Yeah. Who was... Their backup safety was Keanu Reeves, right?
Keanu Reeves.
I know Kung Fu.
That's a bad look for me.
No, it's fine, Eric.
All right, I'm just going to retire.
Yep, that's a good one to go out on. Keanu Reeves, everybody.
They've said that before in the Pro Bowl, so you're not the first to make that mistake. That was a quote in the Pro Bowl, so you are plenty good making that comparison.
Man, that compares me to Jason Witten. Please don't compare me to
All right, guys, Witten. I found a game here. Week six, Thursday week night six. Football, October 10th, Brett Favre's birthday, right? Here we go.
Okay.
What are two of the most memorable Super Bowls in our lifetime?
Seahawks, Patriots.
No, and the Patriots are involved.
Falcons, Patriots.
No, here's what I'm saying. The undefeated Patriots got dethroned by Eli Manning, and then 3 years later, right? The Patriots once again were dethroned by the Giants. Thursday Night Football, Giants at Patriots.
Ooh, that would be a tantalizing matchup.
You know what I'm more interested in, actually, is my Seahawks at the Browns. That's going to be a 1 o'clock game that's buried, that it's going to be hard to watch, but I'm into it.
You know,
interesting game.
Yeah, Seahawks-Browns should be good. I really haven't checked out Denver's schedule yet, which is a mistake because I'm trying to get out to Denver to see a game this year. But I would say the schedule for them is just as tough as any team in the league. I really like the fact that here's a game. Broncos at Bills. I think that's going to be a good one.
Man, you love Josh Allen.
I don't get the hate for Josh Allen. Like,
nobody
hates
Josh Allen, I don't think. It's just, you know, we are realists.
I get the accuracy isn't 100% there, but if you watched him down the stretch last year, he put up good numbers. I don't understand some of the Josh Allen, like, dislike by pro football analysts. I think he's got tremendous...
It's not
tremendous...
that people dislike him. It's just that they're, like, accurately... Like, just because, like, someone says he's good doesn't mean they're killing the kid.
Right, but I just... I wish I could see what other people see, because I clearly don't see the deficiencies.
He has a strong arm, he has accuracy issues, and he's good with his feet.
A Josh truther, if I'm being honest here. I love Josh Allen, so I might not be the guy to talk about for this one because I think the guy's got tons of potential. I think he's going to be great with the right weapons. I think Buffalo could definitely be a good team with him at the helm.
Yeah, don't sleep on Buffalo. I just think Buffalo's going to be a good team.
Hey, I like any team that signs Frank Gore, all right?
Oh, the eternal one. He is infinite. He is all.
Yeah, I'm still going through the schedule here. Sound the bell. I just found a primetime game between the Cowboys and the Giants. All right, week 9, Monday Night Football. It might not be – I might not be tuning into ESPN. That might be a Game Pass game for me.
Might be a Game Pass game. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Giants do something and really shake it up in the draft.
You know, I wrote an article for Climb the Pocket about what if Russell Wilson did go to the Giants, and Eli Manning's surrounding talent is actually really good, in my opinion. Golden Tate has proven himself. I feel like I've always been a Golden Tate truther. I think he's like a punt returner with the ball in his hands. He's great out there. I think that it's hard to evaluate... I can't think of his name. I'm having such a hard time thinking of people's names right now. Shepard. I think it's hard to evaluate Shepard with Eli Manning's dead arm. So if maybe they got another quarterback in there via the draft, you know, who knows what his ceiling is. Evan Ingram. Also, it's been hard to evaluate how good he could be. But if the scouts are right about his, you know, his ceiling, then we haven't seen it yet. And Barkley, I don't need to say anything about, right? He's a generational guy. And I think the Giants will be proven right for taking him over Darnold.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Giants are a good team. I think they got to deal with some deficiencies on defense, but I would say that's the only major weakness I see with them.
Losing Collins is
the defense and the quarterback.
Yeah, losing Collins was a big deal.
I'll tell you what, if you guys want to take a look at a very interesting overall week of football, I would say look no further than week 5 of the regular season for some very intriguing matchups.
Over week 5.
Let's go week 5.
Getting there. All right, so it starts off. Great matchup to start off with on Thursday Night Football. This is a game I'll be highly interested in. The Rams at Seattle. Now, that's a great game. The Rams, maybe on that Super Bowl hangover, they played 2 close games with the Seahawks last year. And I'll tell you what, I don't think the Rams want to see the Seahawks a third time in the playoffs. You're right. That's a very interesting game. We have a cat fight, right? The Jaguars at the Panthers. Great game.
Love that matchup as well. I think that's going to be a really
interesting game. What other matchups speak out to you, Bliss? Or if you want to talk about Rams Seahawks too, what do you got?
I would say off the top, if we're going just the list of the matchups that stick out, Ravens at Steelers is always a great matchup. Falcons
kind of a new
Texans.
Age thing too, with Joe Flacco being Eric's quarterback now.
Lamar
Jackson's era and Earl Thomas, man. As sad as I am as a Seahawks fan to lose Earl Thomas, I'm really excited for this new chapter of his career because I really think he's going to solidify being a first ballot Hall of Famer with the Ravens.
Oh, very much so. Not to mention, in that week, we also get the Chicago Raiders matchup for the Khalil Mack return.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. That's a great the Khalil Mack will be back in Oakland. That's a great point.
I think that's going to be a really interesting matchup. We also get underrated game, Jets-Eagles will be interesting. I think the Broncos-Chargers game is always very good. And then to end the week, we get the Packers and the Cowboys, which is always a great matchup.
How about Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Football is interesting. But that Sunday night with the Colts and the Chiefs is killer. Just a great matchup.
A rematch of a exciting. Couple great playoff matchups. Also, man, I want to talk about Browns versus the 49ers. This is in San Francisco. Jimmy Garoppolo, before he got injured last year, sneakily bad, I'll say. You know, he wasn't great. He didn't live up to the Jimmy G hype. Baker Mayfield, not sneakily, just very loudly great. This is going to be a big game, I think, in both of these franchises kind of moving forward because it's going to be kind of a yardstick, right? Because at this point, I haven't looked at the Browns. Let's play win-lose for the Browns until they get to this game. I think that'll be fun. Ooh. Tennessee, right? I think the Browns win that game.
Win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a win for the Browns.
Okay, at New York Giants on Monday Night Football. I'm going to go with Odell. I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield. I'm going to go with Myles Garrett. I'm going to go with Jarvis Landry, all right?
Oh, yeah, that's a win against the Jets week 2 for sure.
Los Angeles Rams.
Wait, in they Cleveland. Play the Jets in I might have to go win for the Jets.
All right, it's 2-1 then, Eric. Sorry. And then it's the Rams. Sunday Night Football in Cleveland. How about that? Sunday Night Football is back in Cleveland for the first time in, I believe, 10 years. So how about that?
There's no way they lose that game, by the way.
Really?
I think it's a great game. I think it's going to be a very exciting one to watch, and the Rams absolutely win that game.
Okay. And then at Baltimore.
I don't think so.
At Baltimore. I think they could win that one.
I think they can win that one. That's a great matchup. I like that a lot.
So let's say they're 3-1. Can we say 3-1 is possible at that point?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very possible.
Do we want to do the same for the Niners now?
Yeah, let's see what the same for the Niners then. Let's do the same for the Niners. At Tampa Bay.
I think they can win that.
I think they can steal that one. Yeah. At Cincinnati. Two weeks.
I think they can win that. I think the Bengals might be the worst team in the NFL.
Wow. That's a hot take.
I sneaky kind of think the Bengals are going to be okay. So
I do too.
I'll lean towards the Bengals on that one.
So the 49ers are on the road for the first 2 weeks and then come home to face the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
That is... Sneaky Niners might steal that game.
So it could be and then they're on the bye. So then the 49ers have the bye. So it could be 3-0 versus 3-1. That's a good Monday night matchup, and it's very important because look, I just said it a minute ago. Jimmy G did not impress last year. I think there's a lot of pressure on him this year to produce, and it's kind of a lot of pressure on Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch too, because you know ultimately Jimmy G is their pick, and they're kind of living and dying based on how well Jimmy G does. So that Monday night matchup is going to be everything. Also, I just want to say, Richard Sherman played phenomenally last year. And, like, it was just kind of the point where he wasn't thrown at. If, man, it's going to be hard because the rest of the defense around him wasn't great. But I still think Richard Sherman can play at a great level. Maybe not elite, but a great level.
Fully agree.
100%.
I think I might be ready to wrap. Do we have anything else that we want to say before we get out of here?
I'm not a huge draft guy. I don't know if either of you are. Any kind of pre-draft takes? I know that I will probably, for the Enzo podcast listeners, there probably won't be a podcast out until after the first round of the draft next week. Probably next weekend we'll have our next episode out, but any thoughts on the upcoming draft? Anything crazy you think might happen?
One last thing I want to say about the schedule. Week 14, the Seahawks and the Rams on Sunday Night Football. So that's a Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football rivalry. So is that the new big thing in the NFL? Like it was Seahawks, 49ers for a little bit, and then what was it? What was it in between Seahawks 49ers and Seahawks Rams?
I think the Falcons had a team for a little while, right?
They the Packers, right? Didn't they? Did the Packers and the Falcons still have their little
thing? Yeah.
So it seems like that's what America loves is the Seahawks versus the Rams. They're going to get a lot of it.
Yeah, their games were great last year. I don't blame them. I think they're going to be great again this year. I think that's really intriguing. Last thing I would note from the schedule is Week 8 Sunday Night Football, Packers at Chiefs is going to be very interesting.
And that's also a callback to Super Bowl I. You know, the AFC, NFC championship game. So that's why they're putting that on primetime. I mean, it's going to be a great game, but they'll also, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth will be talking about Vince Lombardi throughout the broadcast and Bart Starr and Hank Stram, right? So it'll be fun.
That same week at 425, the 425 slate game is Browns at Patriots, which is also a game I'm very excited for.
Man, that would be, that's going to be, you know, that's Tony Romo. You know, that's Tony Romo and Jim Nance. That's going to be a great game to see some of the games. Most of the games on Game Pass, you watch the 45-minute condensed version. But sometimes those special games that you watch the entire two-hour broadcast, and that's going to be one of those games.
Yeah, those are some great, great football games. We got a really good schedule this year, it's looking like.
Oh, man, I'm excited. Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out the Broncos record in my head.
All right. Hey, so let's all do that for our favorite teams. I'm going to do mine out loud, and then we'll see what you guys do. So I have the Seahawks. So I have at Cincinnati, I have them winning. At Pittsburgh, I have them winning. Home for New Orleans, you know I have them winning. At Arizona, win. Home for the Rams, win. At Cleveland, win. Home for Baltimore, win. At Atlanta, win. Home for Tampa Bay win, at San Francisco win, by a double win, at Philadelphia win, Minnesota, at Rams, Cardinals, Arizona, 49ers. The Seahawks are going 16-0, baby. It's happening. Let's do it. Russell Wilson MVP. Let's get hyped, people.
There it is. You heard it here first. 16-0
Seahawks. 16-0 Seahawks. And all they had to do was give Russell Wilson $140 million to do it, baby.
And it's now,
just that simple, folks.
Let's jump to our one of my favorite segments. Eric gets depressed about the Broncos. This is a 6-10 team. I was trying to talk myself into the Joe Flacco era. It didn't work. Yeah, the Broncos are going to go 6-10. So that's another year where I will say, why do I root for this team on Twitter approximately every week?
I actually don't understand it. I would not root for the Broncos if I were you. Hey, Ryan, let's go through your team. You're an Eagles fan, right?
I got the Green Bay Packers, and I think if I'm being realistic here, I think
Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very weird sports fan here. Packers week one.
About you just didn't want to deal with this constant sadness of what is my life as a Broncos fan.
It's gone well for me so far, I can't lie. Let's see, week one in Chicago. I think that's realistically a loss for the Packers. So 0-1, home to the Vikings. That could be a win in Green Bay. That's a win.
Could be.
Broncos in week three, that's a win. Eagles in week four on Sunday night, that's a toss-up. Realistically, maybe a loss. I think the Eagles' defense might be too good. So 2-2 there. Beat the Cowboys 3-2. Beat the Lions 4-2. Beat the Raiders 5-2. Definitely lose in Kansas City 5-3. Toss-up game against the Chargers. In L.A., though, I'll give the Chargers the edge. So 5-4. I think they could beat the Panthers 6-4. Beat the Niners 7-4. Beat the Giants 8-4. Beat the Redskins 9-4.
It's a pretty good run.
Toss up game against the Bears, especially off all those soft teams. I think that might be a loss. Just a tough matchup for them. So 9-5. Probably lose in Minnesota in that one, go to 9-6. And then finish up in Detroit, win that game. Packers could go 10-6 this year. That seems
feasible. Is that enough to win? I don't want to go through the Bears thing yet, but do you think that'll be enough to get to the NFC North champion?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if they can get the champion, but I'm hoping they can get the wild card.
10 should get the wild card.
But the Bears schedule looks – oh, wow. The Bears schedule looks incredibly difficult.
Yeah, it's more or less the same teams, so.
Yeah, I think they get the Rams in there somehow.
I don't have any draft takes. Do anything else before we get out? I actually have a hard out right now, so we're done. We're done. I have to go.
Cool. I think the Raiders are going to trade for the number one overall pick. Those three picks go to the Cardinal. That's my take. Let's get out of here.
All right. At Eric Gents or Eric 18 Utah. Just say your name. Everybody say their thing. Eric, you do all your plugs. Then Ryan, and then I'll do my plugs.
Utah at End Zone Pod. Check it out. Let's let Jonders get to improv.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, do your plugs.
Oh, at Blissful Boy on Twitter, boy with an I. That's going to be my only plug. And go follow Climb the Pocket and go check out the website.
At Climb the Pocket on Twitter, Jonders FPT on Twitter, my other podcast, I Owe You an Interview. It's IO U.
Really
an
funny.
Interview.
Check it out, folks.
Yeah, check it out. Special episode really coming up next Monday. Bye, everybody.
Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want to shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.